It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning there, Josh?
Doing all right. It's a nice weekend, and looks like a nice day.
Yeah, beautiful yesterday, 64, officially the high out at the airport south of town where they record the readings out there. So that's not too bad.
Yeah, again, I had a big old steak last night to commemorate that.
So I was out smoking something out there, in your smoker, that is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I quit smoking back in July.
Yes, you did. That's a good thing. So, yeah. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Edward Parnell Soderberg. Edward was born on November 18th, 1921, in Bellingham, passed away on April 24th, 1990. He was a local Army National Guardsman during World War II, and he entered active duty on February 10th, 1941, in Madison. Was honorably discharged about 4 years and 4 months later on June 10th, 1945, at Mayo General Hospital in Galesburg. He was wounded in action on July 5th, 1944, in Europe. He was an automatic rifleman with Headquarters Company, 3rd Battalion of the 135th Infantry Regiment. Spent 2 years, 4 months, and 2 days overseas service in Europe. Participated in the battles of Algeria and French Morocco, Tunisia, and Italy. And some medals and ribbons he earned were the Combat Infantryman's Badge, Purple Heart, Good Conduct Medal, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the American Defense Service Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Edward, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. We salute all the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, it's celebration time. The new Minnesota Veterans Home are celebrating their first anniversary. You can talk about that a little bit today.
Yeah, there was a news release came out in last month from Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs saying that the three new veterans homes in Preston, Bemidji, and Montevideo are celebrating their one-year anniversary. I'm like, and my first thought was, oh, yeah, they've been open for a year now.
Took a long time to get them open.
A long time. Montevideo especially. You know, Preston and Bemidji were kind of afterthoughts, but Montevideo, I know at least 17 years they've been fighting for that. So after more than a decade of advocacy and planning and 2 years of construction, three new state veterans homes opened their doors 1 year ago. In Bemidji, Montevideo, and Preston, the three homes continue to receive strong support from their local communities during the first year. Dedication events were held in the summer of 24 to celebrate the openings, with hundreds of attendees taking tours and furthering their engagement with the homes. Since then, residents have enjoyed an outpouring of community support through donations, volunteers, sponsored activities, and special events. Now, this saying here is from Bill Homan. He was the very first resident of the Montevideo Veterans Home and a World War II Army veteran. Living here has been a great experience. I've made some wonderful friends and built strong relationships with good buddies. The staff is top-notch, and their support has made a big difference. Minnesota MDVA's Deputy Commissioner for Veterans Healthcare, Eric Mintonen, says it's all about serving Minnesota veterans and their families. They work together in order to help one another and achieve our mission to serve those who have served, their families, and our communities. And I know Eric fairly well. He's a good man with a big heart, and absolutely cares about the patients in his veterans homes. So, you can go to Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website, which is mn.gov/MDVA, to view the new homes, watch video tours, and there's even information on the application process. And, you can download the application off their website. Or what most people do is they'll have me help them with it. And we'll fill it out on the computer. I print it off. I have them sign it. I include the necessary supplemental paperwork they need, like his like the veteran's military discharge or marriage certificate and things like that, and send it off for them on behalf of the veteran.
How are they doing for occupancy?
Well, it's not occupancy. That's the major concern. It's staffing.
I was going to say, I know that was right from the start. They said it depended on what their staff was. So.
Yes, yeah. And it's still dependent on what their staff is. And, you know, I have not...
Haven't heard any figures lately. Huh?
Not any lately figures.
I'm just curious. I'm
sure the last time I heard was a couple of months ago, and I'm sure that information is outdated by now.
Right.
So I heard that directly from the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, but... again, it's probably outdated information now.
But if you're interested in staying there, get a hold of you.
Yep. And contact my office, and there's the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what was that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office. Normally, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, but I will be headed up to Bemidji for a conference this week. So there, and I'll be back... back in the office on Friday.
So. Tell Paul and Babe I said hello.
Will do. I took my picture with them a couple years ago just to prove to them I was in Bemidji, prove to the powers that be I was in Bemidji.
Yeah, they probably like the warmer weather too, since they're going to stand out there in the cold all winter long.
Probably. Yeah, right. Well, there's a reason Babe is a blue ox.
That's true. All right. Well, appreciate the info there, Josh, and we'll chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.